Negative Space. Written by Flower Parrish. Read by K-Burb. Fandom, The Clone Wars. It's not something she knows immediately. And at the same time, she's always known. The clones are as focused on their differences as they are on their similarities, because they're expected to be exactly the same. They all know, from the moment of their first reprimand on, that they aren't actually the same no matter how similar they look. Their differences are important because as they age, they yearn to prove this somehow. Every authority in their world says, "This is how it is. You are a clone, a copy, and you are not a person." And each of them knows this is not true, because if it was, then being the same as all of the others would not be so difficult. The punishments for difference would not need to be so steep, so severe. Tra had known she was different for as long as she can remember, just like every other brother. But she hadn't always had words for what made up her difference. Then some of the older clones started taking names, claiming pronouns, and it spread through them all in whispers that carried the tense pressure of a building storm about to break. Slowly, and then all at once, they began to refer to themselves as Vode, not brothers, not clones. They aren't Mandalorian, but this word is the closest they can find to a definition of who they are to one another. Not siblings. She hasn't even met all of the millions of beings genetically identical to her. How could they possibly be her siblings? But kin. Brothers in arms, sure. And yet not all of them are brothers. She sneaks a sliced pad into her pod one night and pores over the data that the other Vode have been gathering. Finds Tra amongst the list of words they're learning and amassing to form their own language. Not quite Mandoa or Basic, but a dialect of both unique to them alone. Tra, Mandoa, and it means star field, but it also means void. That feels like her. Vast, infinite, full of possibility, and yet nothing anyone can pin down. She likes it. She claims it. She claims her pronouns, too, because she's not Jango Fett any more than she's a brother. She's a Vod, and a sister to some Vode, a friend to others. One day, she'll be something more. One day, stars will bloom in the void that is her future. Open space yet to be written over. The end.